Blog Talk Radio.
Come shine your light, open your heart, show us your gift that sets you apart. When you believe, then you can see that you are the star of your own destiny.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. This is Lynn, and I'm your host for the show. Today is February 9th, and I'm so glad that you've joined us today. And if you're listening to us in the archives, I'm glad you join us whenever you do. I've been having some interesting experiences this morning. I remember reading somewhere that the energy on the planet right now is very similar to Mercury in retrograde, where technology just doesn't seem to go quite the way you expect it to. And I've had that experience this morning. And I was just talking with our guest's wife this morning and telling her that that's always a sign to me that I need to stay out of the way logically and just let spirit run things. So I'm super excited that that's happening today, because I've got a lot on my plate and for the next couple of days, and I'm just expecting spirit to guide me and direct me. Before I get started with today's show, I just want to remind you of some things that are coming up. On the 23rd, we're going to have a show about limbic resonance, and that's our body's equivalent of the law of attraction. It's actually the physiological component within us that draws things to us. In March, we've got some interesting stuff going on. I've invited the ladies that run the Healing Patch to talk with us at the beginning of March. And then the 23rd of March, which is a show that will mark our second year anniversary, that show seems to be up in the air. I've got a couple people that would like it, and we're trying to work out times and stuff. So I'm not sure what that show is going to be, but I know it's going to be exciting and fantastic. So I hope that you'll join us again in the future. Today I have on the show someone that was referred to me by a friend of mine. She has never met him either, but has learned of his work and some of the things that she's gone to and heard of him, and she found him fascinating. So I got on his website and looked him up and found him to be very interesting. I've had a couple conversations with him and really, really enjoy speaking with him. One of the things on his website that really caught my eye was that he believes that by changing the way we think and feel about ourselves, we can change the world we live in. And that just spoke to me just so much as truth. So I'd like to welcome to the show today Grandfather Yellow Horseman. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, sister. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you. Very good. Would you mind just taking a moment and letting our audience know a little bit more about you? Because my personal experience with you has simply been a few phone conversations, which have been delightful, but obviously you know your background much more. And I like to hear first account tales of what the person is and how they've gotten to what they're doing today. Would you mind sharing that with us?
I would, sister. Before I start, is it okay if I start with a little prayer to kind of open up the energy and to send blessings and loves out to all the people who are listening, as well as all those that will get this message later on your archives?
Yes, please do. Please do.
Okay. I hope great grandfathers in four sacred directions, good spirits, Mother Earth, Father Sky, great creator, maker, breath giver of life. Once again, creator God, we come to you to ask in a good way that you bless all our families throughout the world, that today that we find that we can all walk into your sacred dream of peace, that we can learn how to live from our hearts and be able to utilize your most beautiful gift, the gift of love. I ask you to bless all the life givers on the line, the creator, the mother as the builder of man, the sister, the nature of all things, and the grandmother as the wisdom keeper. And I pray for all the men, creator, that we too will be able to learn how to walk beside these beautiful gifts of grace and always live in your dream of peace. I pray for only good things this day, Creator, and I ask that our good spirit guides and helpers will be able to help us to communicate the message that will reach out and touch the souls and hearts of all the families and people that are in distress at this time. We pray for only good things this day, Creator, and I thank you once again for guiding us to be able to walk this sacred path here upon Mother Earth. And may we always be one mind, one body, one spirit with you. Our whole blessings. Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So do you mind telling us a little bit about you and how you got to what you're doing today and the work that you're doing in the world?
I can, sister. I can share a little bit. I mean, every one of us has a past. I mean, that's what brought us into this life, to be able to create a life for ourselves here upon Mother Earth. We choose a path that we will follow, and certainly sometimes when we make those soul contracts, we can't figure out for the life of us why we put all these different traumas and things in our lives, but yet when we get back to spirit realm, we fully understand why that these things have taken place. And I was born in Louisiana, and started off my life at a very early age with my mother dropping us off at an orphanage when I was 3. And then from there, we stayed in this orphanage for a spell. And then my grandmother found us. And I always loved this. You know, my grandmother was born in 1856, and she died in 1956. Mm. But she was able to come and retrieve us from this orphanage, and my brother and my sister and myself. And so she raised us from the time that I was 3 till I was 8, when she finally passed away. And then we were back into the orphanage and foster homes. And so I grew up in a lot of different places in Louisiana. And a lot of times it was farms. And some of those places were very abusive to us children, you know. So we've been through a lot growing up. So by the time that I was age 15, I ran away from the foster home, and I jumped a freight train to get out of there, and then I started going all across the country on freight trains. And everybody says, "Oh my God, you should write a book, and it should be this most exciting thing." But you know, you would have to be there and know that it wasn't always that exciting. It was a lot of dramatic experiences. So I lived in the streets. Worked where I could, and kind of grew up on my own, you might say. But now I look back at all these different events and stuff that took place, and I became a fighter and a boxer, mainly because I didn't want nobody to ever hurt me again, you know. And so that kind of became my focus, and later on it was one of my biggest disruptions in myself, carrying a lot of anger and feeling like somebody owed me something for all the things that had happened in my life, you know. But eventually, these things came to be my greatest assets in my life. And I didn't learn to read and write till I was 42 years old. But eventually, I was going around the country and speaking at different places, and so a lot of that life was filled with all the things that had happened in my past. And so I'd met all these different people all across the country, and then eventually I began to travel to different parts of the world. I traveled with this Maori elder from New Zealand, and we went all over doing ceremonies for peace. And I always felt that I was the most unlikely person to be able to speak about peace when there was so much violence and that in my life, you know. So I always tell people, I said, you know, if I told you that I've always been this spiritual, I said, we would probably all be struck by lightning, burn the building down, you know. But I think that all of us have come in with a very big agenda in this lifetime. And in that experiences that we're going through, we're learning more about ourselves as human beings, you know. And this was certainly one of the things that I learned. And all those people that I hated back in my youth and childhood, now I look back and I see them as my greatest teachers. Mm. And because I learned so much from them, and it took a while to realize what I had really gone through and what I was learning from, you know. But eventually that path changed, and I started to meet the native elders and spiritual people in different areas, and eventually went into Canada and lived there for a while. And I have 12 children, 7 boys, 5 girls, and 28 grandchildren now. And 7 of my children are world champion dancers. One boy is 3 times world champion hoop dancer in native dance. And so we've done a lot of traveling, and certainly it took a lot of work for myself to be able to straighten out my life and to actually choose a path to be able to walk, you know. And that was a big part of who I became today. But it was through all those experiences that I had that it changed my life forever. Because when I look at my past, I know that I don't want to ever live that again. I want to be able to do what I'm doing now. And that's to always carry a message of peace. I always tell people that Creator gave the dream of peace to the life giver, the woman. And the women are the keeper of that dream of peace. And that's why that they, when they create the families and bring their families together, they would always love to see their families live in peace with each other, you know. And so this is how that I eventually began to learning more about spiritual paths, you know. And so I was in the foster homes. I was went to about 8 or 9 different foster homes, and every one of them baptized me into their church. So I was a Catholic, a Pentecostal, Methodist, Anglican, you know, you just name a church, and pretty much I went through all those. But my true spiritual path came when I started to learn about the Native way of life, and it really taught me a lot about, it was the first time that I'd heard someone speak about the earth as being Mother Earth, and these words and wisdom kept ringing to my heart, and even then it took time for me to adjust myself from that life of anger and violence to be able to accept. And one grandmother, Native grandmother, said to me one day, she says, "One day you're going to walk around the world and speak about peace." And I looked at her and I said, "Grandma, you got the wrong guy. I hate everybody." And she laughed and she said, "That's going to change." I had no idea. I was much younger then. But now I've had an opportunity to travel to different parts of the world and to be able to speak a message of peace where we can all learn how to live with each other and to see each other like Creator sees us. No race, no color, just beautiful children that was created here. And that we are the ones who creates our own separations here and brings into that energy of separation because of different ways of life. And yet each way of life that we follow always takes us back to the same place. We all return home. This is not our home here. This is a place that we come to learn and to experience in. And so this is kind of how things kind of unfolded in my life, short version of it. And but I wouldn't change any part of it, and because it has really brought me to this place today. And now I'm with my beautiful mate that I'm with now, Terry. And I always tell people that each day I wake up and I fall in love with her all over again every day.
And that is so beautiful.
And this is the way that all these things that I learned from was the thing that helped me to be able to know that I had to create that kind of love each day. It's not something that just happens. You have to create it, just like created this universe, and it all became into a balance. And then we, as human beings, we made our path here from this Mother Earth, and we have come here to learn how to rebalance ourselves and our lives. And it's through our experiences that we learn how to be able to learn from each experience that we come into. And every experience that we come into, it's a new way to be able to learn about who we are as a person. I always tell people that when you know the truth of who you are, you never have to prove yourself again. And, you know, this goes for men and everyone else here upon our planet, because a lot of times we're always out trying to prove who we are. And so, but now this is our time to be able to utilize these wonderful gifts that have come to us. And as we speak, Earth is making changes and rebalancing herself, and all that is around us is starting to expand, and the time is quickening in each of our hearts today. We know that we're moving faster than we ever have before. And like my wife was speaking earlier, that we have now internet access to the world, and so we're able to communicate with each other in just a matter of mental seconds, you know. And so everything is becoming closer, and I think that this is the time for each one of us to learn what it is to be the human being once again. And I love speaking about the original instructions that as I traveled to different parts of the world, I was able to meet with different tribes and different nations, and I found that where one prophecy ends, another one begins. And we're all so closely related to each other. We are truly a great and beautiful family that has been created here to learn how to live in a peaceful world. And I stopped praying for world peace, because what I realized is that now we are putting world peace off in some distant future. And we're not living it in our own hearts each and every day. So now when I wake up every day before the sunrise, my wife always says, "Oh my God, it's still dark." And I go outside and I make a prayer and I begin to pray. And my first prayer is to say, "Thank you, Creator God, for letting me live in this peaceful world." So I have to create that peaceful world in my life each and every day. And it's the same with love. And as I was traveling, I heard something so beautiful from the Maori people in New Zealand, and there they speak about the greatest love stories of all time. And it was about, they said they carried the original instructions, and in those original instructions, a man was told that he had walked beside the gift of grace, and this would be the closest that man would come to heaven on earth. And how we've forgotten how beautiful that is to be able to honor the life givers and to honor all these beautiful children that are coming in and have been here for such a long time. The Native people kind of looks at all the children that are being born as the ancient spirits, the peacemakers of today. And so as you look around the world, many times it's the young people who are standing up and saying, "We don't want to live like this no more. We want to learn more, better how to live in peace, harmony, truth, and unconditional love." And that's the vibration and energy of this new paradigm that has been that is being created as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. And I had no idea what you were going to say when I asked you what your story was, but I have to say that I'm glad that I asked that way, and I'm very thankful that you shared. I love hearing how you take responsibility for your life. You took the things that a lot of people would, well, some people still choose to remain victimized in, and you chose to make it work for you, and how beautifully your life has changed as a result of that. That's the type of message that I'm always looking to share here on the radio show, is to let people know there are some things that we may not feel that we can control, but we can definitely control our reaction to them and what we do with them in the future. So thank you very much for sharing that very personal story. I know that you wanted to talk a little bit about, you had mentioned that you wanted to talk a little bit about stuff that was going on, and then really how people shift their lives is what I'd like to you know, if there's people that want to call in or chat in and talk with them. But before we go into all that, I want to make sure that people know that you can be reached on the internet at yellowhorseman.com, And you do, I believe it's monthly calls, which you've just now taken international, so I'd like for you to share that information. But also want people to know that you sell things that you make, like native drums and CDs and so forth. So would you like to share, before we get into to more discussion, would you like to share like your phone number, when your calls are, how to get in touch with them, and just a little bit about the products that you have?
Okay. We are, my wife and I don't know anything about the Internet other than my wife showed me how to access my Word to be able to open up the emails. And so whenever you get a message from me, it's certainly coming from me, but it's my wife that is typing it. And because we have to be both at the computer at the same time in order for that to take place. So she's been learning a lot more about how to work on and to create different sites and stuff. And so one of the sites that we're developing now is a handmade jewelry. And on this handmade jewelry, it's beautiful different jewelry that is made with, and there's only one that is made like it. It's not like there's going to be 30 more that will be made the same way. So it's kind of like a just a one time. We are going to be opening up a blog page where I will be able to give inspirational messages. We have an email that you can also sign up with us, and it's yellowhorseman@hotmail.com. And if you get on our email list, then we will email you each month my prayers and thoughts for the month. You can also go to my website, which you announced, which is yellowhorseman.com. And there we have different classes and stuff that we offer. And this month, February, I'm offering to do consultations by the phone for $30 for half an hour, $55 for 1 hour. And my normal price is $125 an hour. And then I have an upcoming soon event. I will be teaching advanced crystal healing workshop, and I will be sharing how to amplify your energy and healing techniques, as well as teaching about crystal layout that has been utilized for thousands of years. And this is a 2-day workshop, and for more information, you can contact me at my email address, which I just gave you, or my phone number, which is 706-782-5781. And then you had spoken about the teleconference, and this is something that I've been doing for about 2.5 years now, and it's a free telephone conference that I do each month, and I always speak about a different topic. And this month, the topic is how prayers work. And on this call, I also take questions, and people can talk about any other things that they want. And so my wife had expressed to you that we have a new telephone conference line that is 760-569-7070. And the access code on that is 792-900#. And this is a newly upgraded line where we can have at least 1,000 callers on at once. And it is also a line that is going to be open to not only the U.S., but Austria, Canada, Czech Republic, Germany, Portugal, Romania, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom. And so those are have just a new special that they had offered, so we signed up for it. So this will be the tonight will be the first night that we utilize that. So if anyone needs to contact me personally, again, my home phone is 706-782-5781. And the call starts at 8:30 p.m. tonight, Eastern Time.
And you do those monthly, correct?
I do those every month. It's a free conference call. And like I said, we have I speak about a different topic each time. And it's always something to be able to center and to not bring in all the negativity that is being created, but to find ways to understand how we can change the way that we are feeling about our world, certainly.
Right. And I want to say, the other day, you and I talked on the phone, and right before we got ready to get off, you were perceptive enough to say you sound a little stressed. And my dryer had been broken for about a week, and there are six of us in my home. So if you can imagine not being able to do laundry for six people, you know, and we have animals that we treat like human beings, too, that live with us. Anyway, we had had lovely weather in my area, but I had not been home on those days in order to hang laundry out. So I was trying to get everything done, and you were gracious enough as we were getting off the phone to say a prayer for me. And my dryer at the time was working. My husband had fixed it, but I had some concerns because we were definitely overloading it. And I have to say that since you've said that prayer, miraculously, I've not done any more laundry, and my laundry's just getting done. Like, other people in my home are stepping up without being asked. So I didn't even realize that until this morning when I was sitting here waiting for you to call in. I was like, hey, I haven't done any laundry, and I have no laundry backup. So, you know, you never know how that prayer is going to be answered, but it certainly was. Thank you.
That was something, too. You know, as I've traveled to different parts of the world and listened to all the ways that different people praise and that, this is something that we all need to learn how to be able to pray from the heart. You see, it's a lot of times in our soul contracts, we have certain experiences that we're going to go through. And in those experiences, those are meant for us to learn from. And a lot of times we start praying that, you know, I'm tired of the chaos and I'm you know, I need some help here, God. And, you know, if it goes against your free will of choice, Creator can't even step in. You understand?
Yes.
And this is one of the things that people have to realize. If you made it in your soul contract that a certain experience is going to have to go full circle before it will be able to cease. So a lot of people get stuck in their traumas and their timelines, you know, and they keep, like you said earlier, they keep referring back to that and keeping that kind of energy. I always tell people that, you know, the people that you hate the most down here, when you get back to spirit realm, you meet them, and in spirit realm, you see them, and you go, you know, this time you did it so good, I thought it was real. And when you work from that basis, knowing that all those people that are in our timelines and lives, now, if you get stuck in your timeline somewhere, staying and walking backwards in your life, what happens is that you are not allowing yourself to move forward to the next part of your timeline to meet those certain people that you're supposed to meet. I don't think of anything as just by chance. You know, like even you getting the message to call me up, and in my understanding, nothing happens just by chance. If we left everything to chance, we'd be in serious trouble down here, you know.
Yeah.
And so everything kind of works out. It's the same thing that's happening all over the world right now. I know that a lot of things are looking pretty dim and critical in other countries, even this country here. And but when we start to know that in order to make changes in our lives, we have to want that change more than anything else in the world. And so we're the ones who create that change with our own thoughts and our own energy. And the highest vibration and energy that we can create here on this Mother Earth is not anger, fear, jealousy, and all those. It's to create the vibration and energy of love. Mm-hmm. And that was Creator's great gift to each one of us. When I'm doing the ceremonies and that, I share with people that Creator instilled into each one of our hearts peace, harmony, truth, and unconditional love. And we have that choice every day of our lives, that we draw another breath here on Mother Earth, you know. And so this has been a big dramatic part of my life, was learning how to be able to believe and to have faith in who Creator God is. And we're always praying for miracles, you know. And we're looking around every day and thinking God should create another miracle and make everything perfect. Well, you see, we were born into a perfect world, and everything was there in total balance and harmony. It's just that as we grew and our consciousness grew and our thoughts expanded, we forgot to know that we were always living in a peaceful world. And we pushed all that to the side, and we began this era and time of greed, separation, and control. I always think about this last millennium with separation and control, and we did that one all too well. And now, in this new millennium, we are now into this vibration and energy of the awakening. We're in this time of illumination and awareness. And in spirit realm, they rejoice every time that they see another soul switch over and find that they have created that path that guides them to understand what love truly is. And that soul brightens up Mother Earth. And just like in the night sky, the stars shine and brightens up the night sky, well, we brighten up the Earth as each one of us comes into that higher vibration and energy. And so this is one of the things that I know that throughout the world, these things are happening. And change doesn't come easy for any of us. I realized that in working in my own life, you know, it was challenging for me to be able to accept that I was the one that needed to change, you see. And but once I got into that message, this one elder told me one time, says Yellow Horse Man, says I see the beautiful human being you are, says it's just those damn behaviors that need to change. You know, and even that took a long time for it to sink in, because I was so far out there, and I didn't make change easy for myself. You know, it took a lot of work and a lot of soul searching, and then realizing that in order to be able to find my place here and to find my footprints and my path here from Mother Earth, I was the one that had to change, you know.
So what practical steps did you start to take? I know that, I mean, for me, it was the willingness was the first thing, but then I also had to take some practical steps. Do you, I mean, like, and what do you offer to people in terms of, like, where do they start? For somebody that would come to you that's completely lost, and I know everybody's individual, so it would determine, you know, be based on their personal circumstances, but do you have any broad category practical steps that you could offer where somebody might just, you know, just start to get themselves straightened out?
Well, one of the things that really helped myself, and, you know, I can speak about me personally, the things that really came to heart was that realizing in my own self that I was the one that was creating everything in my life. I was the one who thought up my day, and if I woke up and was feeling angry that day, I was the one who was creating that, you know. Mm-hmm. And it took being able to change the way that I was thinking about myself. You know, a lot of people criticize themselves and they look in the mirror, oh, I'm this, I'm that, you know. I'm ugly, I'm overweight, I'm all these other things, nobody loves me. Well, we are creating, we are our worst enemy in that way, you know. And this is one of the things that I had to learn how to change within myself, because I was always very critical of myself, but I was always had, like I said, early in my life, I had became a boxer and a fighter, and I had implemented a lot of harm and damage to a lot of people. And so it took learning how to focus more, not on the anger towards other people, and to realize that I was the one that needed to be able to change my own behaviors. There is steps and things that I talk about a lot of times when I'm working with people. And like you said, it all depends on the person and where they are, you know, because there's a lot of things that goes on here that is very traumatic for people, abuse and all the behaviors that we have, you know. I remember, though, in childhood when kids used to be able to play outside and the parents didn't see them all day, you know. And nowadays, you know, everybody's afraid to let their child even get out of their sight, you know. And so the behaviors and things that have come into where we are now, a lot of these things have to be able to, we have to work on how to create this new paradigm that we all would like to see, you know. And a lot of times on my calls and this, I always speak about the positive things that we can do to create that, you know. And you know, when it's like this one Native grandmother was speaking, and you could tell her the most worst thing that ever happened in your life. And Grandma would be sitting there, and she'd go, and then she'd go, just think of all the great things you learned from that experience. And then she would start to share with you these different things that you had learned out of that, you know. And I don't think people are getting the message that we create our lives here, that we are co-creators with Great Spirit, Creator God, and however way that people speaks, you know. And that we're the ones who creates this life. We're the ones that decides how we're going to approach a situation. We're the ones that are going to decide how we react to the words of other people or the different circumstances of their traumas or their experiences that they've gone through. And I understand how damaging a lot of these things can impact you. I grew up very angry, very violent, with that attitude that no one was ever going to hurt me again, and then moving out of those stages, and I was to the point where I figured there was no place on this earth that I could live. There was no place for me here on this earth, because everywhere I went, I was always creating the same circumstances, and it was because I wasn't learning from those experiences. I just kept carrying that anger, and I kept focusing on that, and that was the thing that I kept creating. Now, when we learn how to let go of that anger and then start to want to make changes in our lives and to start to think differently and to feel differently about ourselves and to feel that we are truly worthwhile here upon this Mother Earth, then we can be able to start to make changes, you know. Like I said before, I found that the most beautiful thing that ever happened to me was, first off, was my grandmother that raised us for a short time. And then also was coming into and starting to learn about Native way of life, you know. And that became a path that eventually became the path that helped me to move forward. And certainly we can look around us and see a lot of the Native people follows that. It's not a religion, it's a spirituality where you live it every day, you see. And so when we start to learn how to work from the heart and to implement that vibration and energy of love. Then we learn how to walk across this Mother Earth and to learn how to speak in a kind, gentle way to all the ones to whom we meet, you know. And instead of getting angry and upset because someone speaks differently or they have a different way of life, we just see them as family. And so I speak a lot about that. And even in our own lives, you know, we've created such separation, you know. We were given this most beautiful gift to work from, the power of reasoning, and then we chose over time to empower ourselves over the earth, over other nations, and over our families. And we just about destroyed them all, sister, wanting to be powerful. And so now this is our time to really start to look at our own selves and the changes that we need to make, you know, and never mind anybody else out there, you know. And a lot of times when I'm doing counseling with couples and that, the couples usually come and they start to talk about the other person, the other person, the other person. And then eventually I say, you know, that other person's not here right now. What about your own self? Tell me about you, you know, and, you know, how you feel about. And so it's when you get them to learning how to work on their self and to see who they are and to see what they can do to be able to change things in their lives, that then the change can start happening. And then I know in my own self I had to want that change more than anything else in the world, because I was so far gone. I was a drug addict, an alcoholic, you know, you name it. Lived in the streets, and so I understood all these different aspects. So when someone speaks to me about something, you know, I can truly look at them and go, you know, I resemble that remark. I've been there and done that one.
Yeah, right. Now, I wanted to just give an opportunity. We've had some people that have called in, but there's nobody that has their hand raised. If you wanted to speak or you wanted to ask a question and you're on the phone line, you have to press 1. You only have to press it one time, but I just wanted to let you guys know that there we do have some callers, but we don't have anyone with their hand raised. So if you're just listening, that's fine. I just wanted to offer that before we got too much further. Because we are a little bit over 15 minutes from, I can't believe how quickly this time has gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to just, it sounds like really that, you know, what you're saying is you have to start to appreciate yourself, you have to have self-love and self-acceptance, and you have to take responsibility for your actions. Is that like a real brief way of summarizing it?
It is, sister, and one of the things, too, is you know, one of the elders once, when I was starting to work on myself and that, and one time he said to me, he says, you know, he says, brother, says, you know, your prayers are beautiful, and he says, I hear you always asking for forgiveness, you know, for those people that you've hurt in your life, life givers, and everyone that's been in your life that you've hurt, and they said, then he said, but you know, there's one person that you need to forgive, and that's yourself, you know. And because what happens is a lot of times if we are not allowing ourselves to be able to work in that forgiveness for ourselves, we keep perpetuating these different experiences, and so we start to keep creating them, you know. And a lot of people have said, you know, that's the hardest one, is for me to be able to forgive myself. So I get people to use a phrase, and because we use this one all too well, we go, you know, that's too hard for me, that's too difficult. So what I tell them is to reverse that phrase, and nothing is too hard, nothing is too difficult. And so by turning that into a positive aspect for them, and moving forward with that, I even get them to write it on their fridge and different places where they can see it every day. Nothing's too hard, nothing's too difficult. And it becomes a philosophy for you to live by. And this was one of the things that that I began to do for myself, was that I wanted to move forward in my life. And so I made it not too hard, not too difficult for me. I learned how to be able to let go of my past and to be able to live in the present moment. One day someone was asking my little daughter, and she was about five, and they said, how is it living with your dad? And she looked at him straight in the eyes, and she goes, nothing's too hard, nothing's too difficult for my dad. I started to cry, you know, because I had reached this beautiful place. And this was one of the things that I think that when you know that you're there, there's always going to be the experiences of life. We're always going to go through them, you know. That's why we are here, you know. But it doesn't mean that we have to live in fear, anger, judgment, and be critical of each other. We have to see each soul. You see, one of the things that I learned from some of the elders was that when you look at a woman, a life giver, you don't just see that physical body. You see this beautiful soul that is there, you know. And one of the things that I learned is how to be able to express love to that life giver and thank her for allowing me to be in that beautiful energy, you know. And so I could say, sister, I love you, but there's no expectations on that love. And you see, this is one of the things that we've done with love. We go, that's my house, that's my wife, that's my car. And everything became a possession. And so we learned to love to possess. So we have to reverse that vibration and energy and be able to create it so differently that that we start to learn how to live in that that higher vibration and energy. And this is something that each one of us can do in our own lives, you know.
Now, we have somebody in the chat room that has written a couple of comments. They said, I bust my butt to earn a living. Along comes the government and takes the wealth and gives it to people who make no attempt to earn a living. It makes me so angry and mad. It's eating me alive, and it never goes away because the government is relentless in their demands. So this is more like towards the government and towards a lot of people. Do you have any comments for them?
Well, one of the things I know that right now is a lot of people are going through a lot of stress financially. You know, it even affects us here. You know, everything that I do is to certainly to help to support my family but to support it in a really good way, you know, by reaching out and touching people's hearts. And but the one thing that continuously is there, we see the corruption in that in our government systems. You know, we see the way that the politics is run, not only in this country but around the world. And so these are things that I speak about. That these things are going to change, and the change is going to be when all the people come together, and not to overrun or overpower. But when they come together, and it's kind of like anything that we do in our lives, if we've had enough of one experience in our lives, eventually we say, you know, enough is enough, you know. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to move past this. But this is exactly what's going to be taking place in a very short time as more truth comes to light about all the things that are going on politically. And with the financial systems and all these things that have separated the people, you know. And as long as they can have us separated with each other, with religions and different points of view and that, you know, they just applaud that. But when we become one mind, one body, one spirit with each other, and we raise our vibration and energy, and that we're no longer that little puppet that is filled with fear, then this is what's going to create change, you know. And I always tell people that your prayers and your love and your energy is the most important thing that we can change at this time, you know. And as we do that, the dark energies realize that they can't control anything that's in that higher vibration and energy. But if we go back to our fear-based ideals in that, then we will keep creating ourselves and become like the slaves of labor and all these other aspects that we are in right now, you know.
Yes. You've also, and thank you so much for sharing that. And again, it comes down to we're going to change. The earth is changing, and there are a lot of people out there talking about the earth changes. But when push comes to shove, it starts with our own internal change so that we can bring that change outward. I wanted to take a moment. I didn't want to let this pass by because we also have some people in the chat room that are appreciating your story and loving the light that you're sharing. And then Darlene and Eric commented, Grandfather Yellow Horse also does beautiful wedding ceremony. He did ours. So I wanted to make sure we got that out there.
Yes, I do.
I've been
a reverend since 1996, in the sense of that speaking. But I do the wedding ceremonies. I do it in a native way or a traditional way, and then also I do the I love to travel. So people can actually invite me to their areas to come out and speak, to share a class, you know, and to set up people that would like to accommodate us and all those kind of things. But I love to go out and to meet new family. Everywhere I go, I'm just meeting new family, you know. I'll be in Florida doing a wedding, actually, in April 30th. I'll be going down there to do a ceremony and wedding for some family down there that I've known for quite some time. And so I love to do that. And when I do these ceremonies and things, I always walk the people in the directions and tell them what they can learn from each direction. It's when we close ourselves off and in our own lives that we don't walk in these four directions and turn and learn about each other, then we start to create enemies. But when we start to learn about each other and know more about each other, we see each other as family. And so that's what I do my very best to do, is to create the families wherever I go. And even the families that are separated, and I have the opportunity to chat with them and to help them to see that they are the ones that can change that, you know. And in my own life, I've had to do a lot of work with my own families, speaking about my past and that. And, you know, one of the beautifulest things is that after coming to terms with my other children and that, I found something so beautiful. My son calls me up and he says, Dad, have you saved the world yet? And I says, I'm getting closer. I talked to another person yesterday.
That's a beautiful story.
Yes.
Thank you. So I wanted to make sure that we know again, if you're with me in the chat room, you know that when I'm trying to type out the website, it's not letting me do it. I don't know if you guys are seeing those little stars that are taking the places of the letters, but it's www.yellowhorseman.com.
Right.
That's how you can find him through the website. The phone numbers are up. His home phone number is 706-782-5781. That's where you can reach him to do private and individual sessions with him. And then his conference call, which is tonight, and then once a month from there, is 760-569-7070. And the access code for that is 792-900-pound. And I definitely encourage you guys to get on the website because he's got some really pretty – somebody just typed in Yellow Horse Man and it worked out great. Thank you so much. It was not working for me. So thank you. If you get on the website, you can see some of the beautiful things that he's got on there, and just the tranquility of the website itself is just very nourishing and pleasant. And so, you know, you can get on his mailing list and everything like that. So please do you know, feel free to peruse the website and to contact him. And if you're going to be having a wedding, you might want to contact him about that as well. So, Grandfather, we have about 5 minutes left, and I wanted to see if there's anything that you wanted to share that you haven't necessarily had an opportunity to share, any message you want to share with our listeners today.
Is there anybody else that had a question on there, darling?
I don't see any more questions. Has anybody else had anything they wanted to have addressed?
Okay. This is what I want to say is this is our time to be able to all come together as family throughout the world. We have this opportunity to make a difference in each of our lives, and we have to come out of our past and live in the present moment. We have to see each other like Creator sees us, just this beautiful family here upon Mother Earth. And we need to not want to change the world, but change the way that we each of us individually are living in this world, you know, and to be able to change our lives. And that will help to bring the light and energy and love to Mother Earth, because every time that, like I said before, every time that we switch over and we find that higher vibration and energy, Mother Earth feels it, Spirit Realm feels it, and you know, it sends a message to all those that are living in that dark energy of greed and want to create fear and wars and continually hurt and harm those around them out of greed. All these things will change, and it has to be from each one of us to be able to move forward in that. And my prayer for all the ones who are in love with each other is that you wake up every day and fall in love with each other all over again. And when you look at your children, you look at each one of those beautiful souls, and you see heaven on earth. And we can create all that in each one of our families. For the men out there, I ask them to be able to honor the sacredness of that beautiful life giver that chose them, and that he will learn that she is the gift of grace, and that she will is the one who, when he wakes up every day, he'll know what heaven on earth is like, you know. And so this is a message that has been sent out through a lot of the indigenous people, is that we are the believers, that we are the ones that are here to be able to change the earth at this time. And we call this Mother Earth, and we know it as the sacred altar of Creator. And so all of us have come here to put our footprints here, but to be able to make a difference in the way that our children's children will live here. So we're all blessed at this time, and we know that everything is moving forward. And it's up to each one of us to find our own path, how to create that. So thank you, sister. Blessings to you, your radio show, and to all the listeners. We thank you for allowing me to speak here today.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I certainly appreciate your wisdom, and I'm grateful to have you on here. And thank you for doing such a fantastic job to make the show such a success. I would like to extend out to anyone listening today or in the archives. I love to find people through referrals, so I like to expand my horizons as well. So if you know of anyone who you might want to hear of, or if you have anything that you want to speak about on the Honoring Hour, please contact me. The easiest way to do that is by going to the website, www.thehonoringhour.com, and there's a link to contact me directly through email. Also, if you haven't already friended us through Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, there are the connections where you can connect with us there as well. On Facebook, there is Honoring Hour, which is the main page on Facebook for the show, but there's also a fan that is the Honoring Hour. So the fan page isn't as up and running as the main page, but either one is fine. I'll connect with you eventually through either of those. But I would love to hear from you, because that's how I find fantastic people like Grandfather Yellow Horseman who can share this wisdom with us. So I'm looking forward to having you guys join us again. Our next show will be on the 23rd of February, where we're going to be talking about limbic resonance. And I'm so looking forward to hearing from all of you and participating. Thanks for making this a great show. And again, Grandfather, thank you so very much for being here, sharing your personal story and your wisdom. It was such a blessing.
Thank you, sister. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Oh. Well, I'm sorry, did you want to say something else?
No.
Okay, great. You all have a wonderful week, and we'll talk with you again soon.